This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. So yesterday, we put it up as an Instagram poll. You can follow us on Instagram at Sports Junkies Radio. I'm trying to see what the tally is right now. And the question was, should Ron Rivera be golfing at Pebble when he still needs to hire an OC? And there were two options. There was sure, why not, which is now up to 62%.
It's a lock. He uses Pro V1s, Valdez, 100%.
And there was no get to work.
It's not using top, like, X-outs.
No, I put Ron on, like,
Kirkland's
precepts.
Really?
Yeah.
Strixons?
In fairness to JP and the other guys, that poll was put out simply because I was admittedly trolling Ron.
And you're being...
I'm looking for any excuse to troll Ron. I'll be honest. I think he stinks. I think he's a super nice guy. Everyone likes him. But I'm just trolling him because he's had three winning seasons out of 12. He's certainly getting fired at the end of this year. And I like to troll him. So that's why.
You're kind of kicking him while he's heading out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's the preface. So JP doesn't think it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. I don't think Cake thinks it's a big deal. No. I don't think Lurch thinks it's a big deal. I don't even care either. I'm just trolling him.
And we did a segment on the air, and we threw it out there. And not only is he playing golf at Pebble while they have not hired an offensive coordinator, it also happens to be Senior Bowl week. Now, mm-hmm. he didn't go to the Senior Bowl last week, and not every coach is there.
Last year.
I saw a video.
Last year. It was a birthday party for his mom, who eventually passed, right?
It was two years ago he was there.
But I saw a video of Mike Tomlin was there. Ron Rivera wasn't there. Well, anyway, what really ignited the social media backlash was I then took the topic from the show, which was first on the Instagram page, and just put it on Twitter. Are you okay with Commanders coach Ron Rivera playing golf at Pebble Beach this week when he still hasn't hired an offensive coordinator? It's a question.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say the Junkies think he's in complete a-hole or whatever for doing this. And we got just... slammed
by who?
By 95% of the tweets.
Mike, just responding to that tweet.
Well, it's
to that tweet, which is a question.
Very small but loud minority of Kool-Aid drinking hashtag HTTR hashtag HTTC people that think the team can do no wrong ever.
And I appreciate
just genuflecting down in front of the team at all times.
I appreciate the guy that said I would beat him by 10.
Yeah. It has 357,000 views so far, 168 retweets, 617 comments, and we don't usually get that kind of attention. Here are a couple of examples. Just people responding. I'm sure he didn't cancel an interview with potential OC to go golfing. So if it's nothing scheduled, why should we care if he's golfing on a day off? God forbid the guy enjoys a day off and lives a little.
A day off? It's not a day off. It's a week off, by the way.
It is a
Pebble
week.
Is not a one-day thing. That's a week.
Those are golf rubes. They don't understand.
They don't understand. It's a week away. I know you could keep doing the comments. The argument is, and I am admittedly trolling, but the argument is, it's hiring season. All the hot coaches are they're interviewing now. Now, you could say Bieniemy and one or two of these other guys that are in the Super Bowl, they can't. Well, they could do Zoom interviews. Mm-hmm. They can do phone calls. They can do that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's important when you're coaching for your life
right.
to get the – I would argue one of the top two or three most important jobs in your organization, get that locked up before you start playing celebrity
golf.
And,
by the way, last hour we had Robert Griffin III on. He said it's bad optics for Ron to be teeing it up when the organization is in disarray.
Eric, it's like this to you. If you're going shopping on Black Friday, you want to be there when the store opens and everything's still
right,
there.
You want your
not after the shelves have been
that before.
Not when the shelves have been picked through.
Right. I did that. It's funny you say I did that 5, 6, 7 years ago because my nephews or whatever, my cousins, they all do that. And so I said, I'm going to go, but I'm not getting there midnight. I'm going to go there like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, what was left?
It looked like a bomb hit it.
Nubbins.
It looked like a bomb hit it.
Here are a couple of tweets.
Nothing left.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. I kind of enjoy these, Farbot. It disgusts me that you still have an audience. Corey, when are you all going to hang it up and retire? RVA Mo defends us, says, damn, I thought everybody loved the Junkies. Guess I was way off.
Not everybody loves the Junkies.
I mean, it's over 600 comments. Here's another one.
We can confirm that.
It's amazing.
The fan base's media thrives on us hating the team. Guess we can't blame them since that's been all our media is used to for 30-plus years.
I'm used to winning.
It's amazing the reaction that you get from people.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another one.
Something like that.
It's brother can't get around it without being questioned. LOL, he's allowed to have some fun, too.
Not until he gets his house in order. In my opinion.
Eric, here, let me try and change the optics for you.
All right.
There's no OC there, and Ron's out playing at Pebble Beach for the week, and I can see why you're upset. But let me put this,
these other coaches are interviewing and getting hired.
No, let me put this in a spin zone for you.
All right.
He's out there recruiting.
Who's he recruiting?
Aaron Rodgers playing in the event. He's hanging out with Aaron Rodgers all week.
He's schmoozing him.
If he pulls Aaron Rodgers, I take it back. Uh-huh. If he pulls Aaron Rodgers,
it's the greatest move ever.
Where do all these million-dollar business deals take place?
On the golf course.
All right, if he can pull Aaron Rodgers,
that's a wacky theory.
Ron Rivera just took his bag of balls that he's going to warm up with. Sat right next to Aaron Rodgers on the range, and he's talking his ear off.
By the way, are
about
they even
this,
allowed to do
about
that?
McLaurin,
about and, this, and all, the all the weapons that he has.
To take it a step further, Ron should do ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers.
After the round, Aaron Rodgers should. Oh, he should.
Would you?
To get Aaron Rodgers here,
I mean,
and have a scheme that we
can
actually.
Ayahuasca is like the most powerful drug you can
do. That makes you like poop your pants, right? Like throw up.
They give you a bucket.
I'll raise my hand and say, yes, I would do it live on air.
You might like jump off your roof or something.
No,
keep it in a controlled environment.
Hey, I've got people watching me, but I would do it.
You think Ron Rivera isn't telling Aaron Rodgers, hey, why don't you come back to my house after the round? And I got a big old box of weed that we can puff on.
Come back to my value crib I paid $2.3 million for.
Come back to my double wide.
Right.
At Pebble Beach.
Before we get back to the phones, 800-636-1067, I'll just show you just two more tweets that'll show you the difference in opinion sometimes. Here's another one from Wiz Skins. Typical toxic Washington media. Again, I'd point out we just posed a question on Twitter. Then Carmichael Dave. Absolutely not. Vince Lombardi wouldn't do this. Bill Belichick wouldn't do this. You either want to win or you want to play golf ball without an OC.
You
want
to play golf ball? That's my favorite quote of the
day. I'll play some golf ball. But hey, do you think there's any possibility?
I think he's doing it on purpose, football, golf ball.
Do you think there's any possibility that Ron is recruiting?
No.
1%.
So he's just going to ignore Aaron Rodgers this entire week?
Hey, Aaron, what's it going to take? But that's not why he's there. He's there because he's sized for the ADs. He loves golf. It's Pebble. He's going to be on TV, stay at the house. Yeah, see whatever.
His wife's out there.
I get it. Who wouldn't want to play golf for a week?
I said it's a great decision. You can't turn down Pebble to sit here in Ashburn and
secretly,
recruit dum-dums.
And I've said this. I've been consistent. I think the real reason why he's okay with doing it is because they already know they're going to hire a dud.
And Valdez.
And the dud is already locked up. They just don't want to announce it.
No, I think Ron is legitimately there trying to handle some business with Aaron.
And also, Valdez, you know this from going at the golf tournaments.
I don't even have the money to
swag bags are nice, especially the Pebble Beach Pro-Am is going to be a nice
Yeah, Ron, I guarantee you, Ron slipped his business card in Aaron Rodgers' swag bag.
Right. All right, let's go.
It's a desperate act.
Hey, he gave him a ball marker with a Commanders logo on it.
Right.
And don't forget about us.
Do you think he's going to leave Green Bay to come
he stuffed
here?
Stuffed a major tutty stuffed animal. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Bag. Major tutty.
He's going to come here.
No.
We're one of the most
Ron's giving them telling them
how
good.
What's the sell?
He's saying, look at our receivers. You complain all the time Green Bay has no wide receivers.
And then he's going to say,
look at all our wide receivers.
I'm looking at Pro Football Focus. You have the 31st ranked offensive line in pass.
And Aaron Rodgers is going to say, wait a minute, you're not going to be here in 2 years.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
Why am I going there?
Why are you recruiting me? You're not going to be there.
And you don't even have an offensive coordinator that I know or like.
You don't have a coordinator.
Let you pick them. That's why we have. That's why we didn't pick them.
My best friend just got hired in New York.
Well, who's your second best friend?
Yeah. Who's your second?
He's such a good
OC.
Friend. He didn't follow him to Denver. Denver hired that guy.
Yeah,
thinking that
yeah, that's
lure.
True.
Aaron Rodgers, great best friend.
That's actually a great point. They haven't hired an OC because he's going to let Aaron pick him.
I'm not predicting he's going to New York just because he's your best friend.
Aaron could be the first ever QB/OC. Just go for it.
Yeah, just let it go.
That's not true. Peyton was definitely the OC.
Well, I know that.
Yeah. All right.
I can tell you this. He's not going to want to run the ball 2-1.
I know that. You're right.
Let him call the plays.
But the idea from the diehard community, and by the way, I'm a diehard, but I also can make fun of my own team and our own ineptitude. But the idea that you can't ask a question or is insanity.
You're a diehard, but don't associate yourself with that group.
Because I know my team can do wrong.
Right.
I know my coaches do suck.
That group can't.
These people
can't figure that out.
The reaction you get from people like this is unbelievable.
It is crazy.
Yeah. I didn't even know. I wasn't even aware of it.
You're influential. I give you props.
Some of those people want us to die. They want us get in a plane and for it to crash in the side of a mountain.
So many people would be happy.
There are people that threw in lines like this. I'm just surprised Ron Rivera unfolded his arms long enough to hold a golf club.
Now that's a great thing. That's a fantastic thing.
All right, let's go to Dennis. Is this our guy Dennis in Reston?
Yes, it's Dennis from Reston.
Hey guys, what's up? How you doing?
Dennis, what's up?
Loves his AD.
Here's what I think. I think that my opinion, I think Ron should be attending these events for the team, you know, and then if he wants to play golf, he can go play golf a little bit later, a few more weeks from now. But here's where I think his head is. He knows we got a new owner coming in. He knows he's not going to be there. And no matter what he says or what anybody thinks they know, I just don't think his heart's totally into the team anymore, and he's going golfing. And he's putting the golf over the team, and that's my opinion, you guys. So, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Dennis. The menace.
All right, you guys have a good day. Bye. All thanks. Right.
Thank you, Dennis.
What does Dennis do? Have you ever figured out what he does?
Know.
Have we asked
no.
him?
No.
He's a fisher.
He's a fisher.
Fisherman?
He's a fisher.
He's a fisher or
a
fisherman?
He has a fisher? Like, he has like an
anal
fisher?
Hobby. I think he might be a pro fisherman.
A pro fisherman.
Like a low.
He's a fisher.
He's stuffing weights inside
of him. So is he like retired? Is he like an old guy retired?
I think he's like 60. I don't know if he's retired. I know he spends a lot of time fishing.
Okay. Yeah.
Professional radio caller.
He's definitely a professional radio caller.
Yes.
But he's not necessarily a prize pig. He just likes ADs.
Yeah.
Do you think he records his calls?
No. A lot of times he calls in and he just vents and then hangs up before he doesn't want to get on
there.
He just wants someone to listen to him.
He's got a lot of time on his hands.
Oh, so
apparently.
He's like just a lonely man. He's a lonely person.
I'm sure he's got buddies. He's just angry. He gets
got
pent
other
up
fishers
and just,
he hangs out with.
When you say fisher, I think of an anal fisher. That's what I think.
That's more fissure.
I didn't know what he was talking about. When he said,
huh?
I didn't know what he was talking about. Fissure.
All right, I'd here's like to go to these calls, but I get yelled at if they're
here's
not
another
screened.
One. DC sports media continues to be complete and utter garbage. Junk's radio is very fitting.
Right.
Okay. Ooh, so many so people hurt, just
hurt. Hurt. You think comments. I care about
God
any of those
forbid,
people?
We ask a polarizing question. On a radio show.
Yeah.
I love that I send back.
God forbid.
I love that I shoot back. Thanks for listening
to everybody.
Because I know it
but
kills
most of those guys don't listen. Though.
I know. Actually, I've changed a lot. Now a lot of times I write, appreciate you supporting Junk's
yes.
Radio.
I'll tell you what. You better be glad I don't run that.
Just anger them further when you do that. But I like it. I like the little tweet.
We
I
might
mean,
not
I do
be
appreciate
here.
Them.
I'll be fired if I run that.
Yes, you would be.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. I just put a hopefully not as controversial question behind the scenes, actually, at Sports Junkies Radio on our Instagram story. It is, which guest does Drab T-Shirt enjoy talking to behind the scenes the most? So go to Sports Junkies Radio to find out that. Today we had three. Mm. We had Coach LaViolette, Coach Wes Unseld Jr.,
yep,
and we had RG3.
Yes, we did.
Who does he like small talking to the most?
And there is an answer.
He answers it.
Yep.
So check that out. But right now, time for the entertainment page.
I think I know
page.
What it is.
Entertainment page brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. The most hated jeweler in America is not in the jewelry business. That's right. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com. Mm.
All right, boys.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on. It just continues. It's a big time EP week, Cakes.
The EP just goes on and on. It just churns out stories.
It never ends. Well,
and this again is a human cultivated EP. This is not
AI generated. AI.
Okay, correct. This is a Valdez EP special.
I mean, you can't go an hour without watching TV or being on social media and having somebody talking about AI or Chat GPT or whatever. It's everywhere,
really?
Blowing up.
Is it?
Yeah. Dr. Phil coming to an end. After more than two decades on air, 21 seasons of Dr. Phil, he says 25 years in daytime television, probably dating back to when Oprah first put him on. He's 71 years old, and I don't know if it's because like ratings have just fallen off, or is it just time to move on? So Dr. Phil no longer. Of course, Dr. Phil's most famous moment is this.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Jesus. That's his most famous moment.
Don't blood. You think?
On our iconic, show, for sure, but that's not iconic. His moment. That's Bad Baby's moment.
Well, it's
on his show.
I mean, I'll be honest. I haven't watched more than 5 minutes of Dr. Phil in the last 20 years. So I don't know what his, outside of that, I don't know what his biggest moment would be.
What's that idiot's name, Bad Baby? What's her name?
Danielle Bregoli. Yeah. Come on, man.
How old is Danielle Bregoli?
Probably 24, Remember, 25, I would guess.
Didn't Drab tell us one time his wife is hot for Dr. Phil or something like that?
What? I don't know.
Maybe I heard that on Bit Season.
No, she's not the only one. Dr. Phil is a zaddy. Women all over the place love him.
Dr. Phil has had a resurgence with younger women.
Yes. Check out. Remember he said, you have to stop calling me daddy and zaddy in my comments? Because every comment on his Instagram was all about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's 70 plus.
71. Yeah. And I mean, he looks good for 71, I'd say.
Sure, but
it's not about looking good. It's about he's a powerful, authoritative figure, confident guy,
stylish,
and that's hot with women.
Also, Bad Baby is 19 years old.
She's still only
19.
Because she got famous, what, when she was like 14?
She was like 14 or 15.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize she was that young when that came out.
I'm telling you, I think she's making an absurd amount of money on OnlyFans.
Probably.
Like $5 million a month or something. Like something you can't even comprehend.
She has to be showing her jugs right now.
$5 million a month?
$5 million a month, if that's the case?
I mean, an absurd amount. It's not like a couple hundred G's.
Let's try and find that out on the old Google.
19.
She's making
Danielle Bregoli.
Yeah, didn't she say she made $50 million last year?
Oh, my God. You know what?
Yes, 50.
American society. 50.
So I'm about right.
American society is on the brink. If she's making $50 million in a year,
right?
There's something wrong with the social structure and fabric of the country.
I don't know what people are into, but she's making about $5 million a month.
Who is pouring that sort of money into her pocket?
Look at how much
bunch of idiots.
Cardi B's making. Cardi B's another one.
I'm sure she's making a ton too.
Cash me outside.
But at least Cardi B
has a talent.
It's not my company. She has.
Cash me outside. How about that?
I guess she's talented, but her talent, that girl's talent,
zippy.
I don't know what it is.
She actually put out a couple bangers.
Zero.
If you say so,
White J's, white Porsche, white wrist, this is your white girl. Horse.
He loves this kind of garbage.
You love auto-tune so much.
So
some of our greatest artists.
So what
are
I see is,
I would vehemently disagree.
But I mean,
with that,
it's close. It says that she provided the receipts. She had $42 million in revenue from April 2021 to April 2022.
Hey, if you love auto-tune so much, here's what you should do. You should go buy a ticket to see Lil Wayne, who's coming to the Fillmore.
I'm actually not a huge Lil Wayne guy, but you know who I am?
Lil Wayne has some bangers.
Post Malone. I'm a Post Malone guy. I think he's brilliant.
I've seen Post Malone in concert. I'm a postie. Yeah. Right here.
He's an auto-tune guy. I think he's brilliant.
Who was in the box with you? Weren't you sharing
Brooks.
Scott Brooks.
Scotty Brooks.
And I didn't say a word to him.
You should have.
I thought it would be weird.
This is a masterpiece.
Just introduce yourself.
A masterpiece. This
sounds like every other rap song.
This is her Mona Lisa.
At least to me.
Bad Baby bought whose house in Florida?
This is going to make
famous
me
NFL
matter.
Player who's now become a famous. Like for a lot of people, they may not know him for the NFL, even though he still does some NFL work.
Okay. Chad Johnson.
But he's a broadcaster.
Oh. Keyshawn Johnson.
Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
Bad Baby bought it?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Build a rocket ship and send me to Pluto.
No.
Please.
No. Send her to Pluto.
No, I don't think I can live here anymore. I don't understand this place that I'm living in. I don't belong here.
Anyway, continue.
The other big story, I think this is big, is not surprising, but Ozzy Osbourne has announced his retirement from touring, pulled the plug on all upcoming shows, shut it down, it's over.
He says he's out.
It's over. He's done.
Well, and, he's 74 years old.
He is, but his slave driving wife has been pushing him out there.
He is the meal ticket.
I mean, they don't have enough meals put aside.
Ozzy's 74. Let the guy live out whatever.
Do I like any songs by Black Sabbath?
Of course you do.
You like Paranoid? You like Iron Man?
Play
like
Paranoid for me.
Valleys can cue it up for you.
All right.
I don't know if they're really your thing.
I didn't like that song. I mean, what song is that?
That was No More Tears.
Don't like that one. Let me hear Paranoid.
I mean, you've heard it a billion times.
I've heard it a billion times. Didn't know it was Black Sabbath. Don't really like it. All right, now play the other one you said. What was it?
Iron Man?
Play Iron Man.
Iron Man's, I think, the top song.
Look, you may not respect them or like their music, but Black Sabbath they're probably the godfathers of heavy metal.
That's fine. I don't have to like it.
Didn't say you had to like it.
No, I'm out on that.
Well, this is the early part. You gotta wait till it kicks in.
I'm out on that one.
He's already out.
What's another one?
You gotta play that a few more seconds.
You play Heaven and Hell. I mean,
what about
anything.
Children of the Grave? That's a positive song, I'm sure.
Well, their name is Black Sabbath.
So, maybe
you know this.
I mean, it's one of the most famous guitar riffs of all time.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, I don't love the song. Don't even like it.
I'll give you a dollar.
I like
this song is amazing.
All right, this song I kind of like. Yeah, I kind of like this one.
This song is really good. This song kind of like
a little softer.
Heartstrings. Ozzy ballad.
How many times did you see Ozzy in concert?
I saw Ozzy. It was my first heavy metal show, 1986, Capitol Center. Ozzy Osbourne.
By the way,
with Metallica opening. You think that wasn't a good show?
There's not auto tune in this. There's definitely an echo.
Yeah. I'm sure his voice is enhanced somewhat.
Yeah.
But I will take Ozzy Osbourne's non-filtered voice against all of the auto-tune trash all day long. He's one of the greatest voices ever in the history of
heavy metal.
It's
an iconic voice, yeah. I would say.
By the way, back to your
Toasties is iconic.
Back to your previous story, I just found this comical that Bregoli went on Dr. Phil when she was 13. Mm-hmm. So that's when she got famous. Mm-hmm. The
The
segment was titled that she came on before she got famous. She came on a segment titled, I Want to Give Up My Car-Stealing, Knife-Wielding, Twerking 13-Year-Old Daughter Who Tried to Frame Me for a Crime.
That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody going to catch me.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like something funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yeah. Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep.
Hey,
I can't
That's inadvertent comic genius.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil just—he sat up in his seat. He knew.
I blame Dr. Phil.
No chance. He thought he was going to send her. He sent her to some camp, some ranch, to try and straighten out her behavior.
I'm sure she's going to
catch you outside. What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah,
this
This
is all, but don't you see that this?
I'm sure that a ranch where they have her do like an obstacle course or like a bonding exercise
milking a cow.
They milk cows at these ranches. They milk cows.
I'm sure that's going to change
her. She built the fence, that'll change her.
She goes hiking and sleeps in a tent.
She tried to frame her mom for a crime. That's why she was on Dr. Phil's show.
She's now a celebrated person in our society. This is driving me.
She turned her life around, Gates.
I mean, do people celebrate? Do me a favor. Is it possible? I'd like to hear how she talks now in 2023. Can you go to like her Instagram?
I would not.
Does she still talk like that? Honestly, does she still talk like that? Does she have that sort of accent?
It's her brand.
Probably.
Hush me outside.
Probably. You know. Rapping. I mean, that's she's talking when she's rapping.
Okay, that's rapping. I want to hear her speak in 2022/2023. Does she sound like a normal human?
Cakes, you should celebrate that we live in a great country like this, that you can go on a show as a problem child who's knife wielding and framing your mom for a crime. And then you can become a person who buys a multi-million-dollar mansion.
I'm happy that we live in a country where you have freedom and personal liberty. It's great. But if you're into Bad Baby, is that her name?
Yes.
Then I just don't have a lot in common with you.
Well, that may be true.
You're into different things than I'm into.
But don't kill her for making $43 million a year.
I'm jealous.
Bickle likes Bad Baby. You don't have anything in common with
him. What do you mean? I think her song is actually kind of catchy. I'm not saying I'm a fan of her. That song is kind of catchy. I don't care what
you're
you guys
the biggest
say.
Fan of her that I know.
I mean, I wouldn't give her a dollar.
I'm just saying you're a big fan of her.
If she came in here, I'd get kicked out of it.
I know you would.
I'd rather talk to her than I don't know.
90% of our guests.
Yeah.
Eric Edholm.
I mean, yeah. Some guy from Pro Football Focus. This a big
watch. Diamonds dripping off for the clock. We're listening to Bad
Baby.
This
is where she's rapping.
We should be listening to more Ozzy Osbourne.
Does she have anything on her Instagram where she's like talking and she's like she's just talking to her fans?
She deleted almost everything off her Instagram.
Why?
Probably to make you go to her OnlyFans because with a bunch of bikini pics and all that.
Uh-huh.
But I sent Valdez an interview here where she's talking.
Okay. Does she sound like she did when she was 13?
I mean, kind of.
She does. She hasn't polished up her act at all.
I mean, that is her act.
What do you think? She went to etiquette school in the last 5 years?
She's like ratchet.
She's going to walk into a restaurant. She's going to talk like that to the maitre d' or to the waitress?
Probably.
I can't imagine.
She told Vinny and Joe to change the way they speak?
She's a white trash loser from Florida.
I have gotten hundreds and thousands of emails and DMs and all type of stuff of multiple kids wanting to give me their stories.
She sounds good. She sounds fine there. That doesn't sound like that. She sounds refined. Well, sounds like she has been to Etiquette
School. I told you, biggest fan.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, that's way worse.
She has improved from that, but yes. I mean, she's 13 in that place.
I think she's matured.
She's still a teenager.
She's also done something sort of bizarre with her look, right? I mean, doesn't she truly look like an African-American girl now, like with her skin or something?
Yeah, what do you call that?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, she's Jewish-Italian.
So she did kind of like the reverse Sammy Sosa bit?
She did the reverse Sammy Sosa. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. No, I think, I looked it up on Wiki. She's born of Jewish mother, Italian father.
I believe you. Yeah. I just don't know. I believe.
I mean, Bergoli's Italian last name.
No, she like dyed her hair black and straightened it. Mm-hmm. And has
but I think
booty
she's
implants.
Also done something with her skin.
She's like super skinny now.
Probably just makeup.
Okay.
She's ripped.
Spray
she's
tan,
ripped.
Probably.
It's like My Fair Lady.
Cultural appropriation.
Cultural appropriation. That's the phrase you're looking for. Yeah.
She's Eliza Doolittle.
That's the oldest reference on the show.
I could have said Pygmalion.
Eliza Doolittle.
And
is that the
go.
Name of her?
Last but not least, this just angers me when I see this. I think this is why Valdez put this in there. Paul Rudd's Secret to Eternal Youth cakes? What do you think it is? Paul Rudd. Apparently, he doesn't age.
Paul, he does look pretty young for his age.
Cream?
Eating a lot of vegetables. I don't know.
Something none of us get, except for Lurch, 8 hours of sleep.
Ah.
8 hours of sleep. You know, can I say I talked to
Paul Rudd
in the
pool in Atlantis in 2013.
Yes, you did.
And he was chasing his kids around. I was chasing my kids around. And we talked about the Kansas Jayhawks.
God, he
he's a big Kansas guy. He's a big Chiefs guy. By the way, just to wrap something up that we talked about yesterday, Greg Garcia, who is the comedic writer who wrote My Name is Earl and some other shows, responded to, I'm not going to say it's true controversy, but somebody said that he used victory buns on his new show. And Greg Garcia actually responded and said, I like Lurch, but I don't remember using victory buns.
Mm.
Turns out he used the term victory blunts. And our listener heard what he wanted to hear.
That's definitely different.
And he culturally appropriated it to the junkies.
Different thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think victory buns, we can pretty much own that.
But he gave you a shout out, Jason, Greg Garcia.
It's my boy.
All right, got to take a break. We'll come back with more here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So if I told you you had an investment,
okay,
and it was going to start basically at nothing, and then in 10 years,
yes,
your investment would grow to a company worth $220 million, you'd be happy. $220 million in revenue, in sales coming in.
It sounds great.
And then if I told you the next year, $220 was going to turn into $350, and then the next year, $350 was going to turn into $892 million. And then the next year, it was going to turn into $1 billion.
I mean, arrow's pointing straight up. Something else might be pointing straight up, too.
That's what's happened to Hoka.
Oh.
Hoka One Ones.
Oh, yeah.
Hoka shoes have blown up. We started talking about Hokas probably 5 or 6 years ago. Our pal Chris Farley owns Pacers running store. Had some Hokas. I think EB's had some Hokas. My wife's had Hokas.
Had some Hokas. I have probably 10 pair.
They are. They were originally designed for ultra marathoners.
Okay.
Like 26.2 miles, not even enough. People that are running beyond that because they're super comfortable. So they have like the big sole.
Yeah, the big clunky sole.
Well, they do
and
vary
then,
in
and
size.
And then eventually it went from the ultra-marathoners to the marathoners, mm-hmm. and then that went to the casual runners. And now it's just gone to, like, regular dads. Like, I see my brother, he has some, and he'll wear, like, kind of almost like golf pants. Like, you know, like the Lululemon pants mm-hmm. that people wear?
Sure.
Like, instead of, like, old-school
right,
khakis.
What Sam Weiner wears into work every day.
Right.
Yes.
And he'll wear those with his Hokas.
Yeah, I wear my Hokas all the time. I don't just wear them to run. I wear them with anything. They're comfortable. I like them because I do like, you call it a clunky sole, so you're not a fan.
I've never had a pair. I mean, I'm sure yeah. they'd be comfortable if I wore them, but I've never had a pair.
I like them just because, like, when I was really having knee problems, they were like they were significant upgrades to the other running shoes I've used. Significant.
I mean, I like they just call it ultra cushion shoes.
Yeah. So now, Drabby doesn't like...
Would you want an ultra cushion shoe?
Well, it depends. Probably. Drabby says the arch is too big for him or something. I don't know. He's got, it doesn't fit his foot or something.
Feet.
I
so
can't, what?
I don't have old man feet, so I don't need the extra support when I go running.
I don't need extra support in my arches and my knees. For me, it was my knees.
It hurts my foot. Like, it feels like I have a boulder underneath my arch or something when I
so
run.
So you have a high arch?
No, he must have no arch.
You have
because that's the opposite of what you said.
Flat-footed.
No,
because the truth
yeah,
is,
he might be flat-footed,
here's
Rick.
The thing: older people
explains a lot.
Older people, their arch goes down, and actually, your foot gets flatter. Mm. So, if you talk to like experts that work at running stores, in theory, your shoe size should increase as you get a little bit older because your foot is going to get flatter.
You
elongate.
Got the flat
it
foot,
elongates.
Rick.
I don't have a flat foot.
That's what he's saying.
I know he's saying that in theory, but if it doesn't feel like I have some arch thing.
You're wearing those things every day, everywhere, because it's too painful for you to walk to your car without the Ones on.
That's not true. It's running. It's running.
Then
the
why are you wearing them all the time, every day?
Because I actually
He likes the way they look.
Yeah.
Nobody likes the way they look.
The problem is that here's the problem.
No, he might.
I don't mind them, except when the guys all break my balls and call me a nurse.
If I wore those, I'd be like 6'9".
The article here says...
The problem is that they have wacky color combos, so it's hard to find a combo that you like. But when I find combos that I like, I wear them.
Mm-hmm. The article says that ugly shoes are having a moment. A woman, I don't know, she's some sort of sneaker expert, said they were able to successfully update the dad shoe or the ugly shoe by investing in the functional benefits of the sneakers.
So are they taking a big chunk out of the white New Balance dad shoe market? They have to be, right? New Balance can't like that because they used to own the like dad shoe market with the plain white shoe with the N on the side.
They almost look like cross trainers, like
yeah.
those old things.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I think, dude, you see, like I see refs wear them. Mm-hmm. I would imagine nurses wear them.
I would guess.
People
on their feet
that
all
are on
day.
Their feet a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Other than Drab, I've never really heard somebody who has them. And I've never had them. But I've never heard somebody who has Hokas complain about them.
Well,
they always seem to like them.
I have some that aren't as pronounced. They look a little, it's almost like they have a line or two that are more like kind of normal-ish. Those I didn't like because they don't have as much cushion. You know what I mean?
Do you ever toss away any of your shoes? How do you have 10 pair of just the Hokas?
Because I probably have like 60 or 70 pair of shoes always.
Do you put them?
I have a whole shoe rack thing.
He has more shoes than like LaMarcus Aldridge.
And then I have an extra shoe rack. And then I have a ton on the
And they're
the floor.
All filled.
Oh, yeah.
But why would you need 10 of the same shoe?
Because I like them.
He's a hoarder. He's a shoe hoarder.
No, I get rid of some.
Don't they get smelly?
Not when you got 100.
He probably he never wears 80% of them.
Yeah, I do get rid of some. Every once in a while I get rid of like 10 pair. That I just say, you know what, I haven't worn those.
Then you need to buy 10 more.
But then I like you know what makes me happy. I just did it yesterday. 2 days ago I bought a pair of New Balance online. So silly deal. When I get a deal, I get excited.
You and Shohei Ohtani love New Balance.
I got a silly deal on some New Balance. I said, that's going to make my day. When that's come in and I open it, I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to put them on my feet. I'm going to be happier than I was before I put them on my feet.
See, you just operate differently because I think Jason and I would be the same.
I would cancel Because
then I would look at the bill.
Was that Amazon?
I'd be like,
I bought it from Joe's New Balance outlet.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I got a New Balance outlet. It's Joe. I'm branching out.
They fell off the trunk.
It's Joe.
You guys are going to Joan? I canceled an Amazon order 2 days ago for my daughter. She ordered a $40 Yeti. I canceled it. You know why?
Because well,
we have 72 Yetis.
Yetis
at the house. Most of them she ordered, and she said, I need another Yeti. I need a bigger one. I said, nope.
$40 bottomless snowman.
I'll send you some of the Yetis you already ordered. Canceled.
No, I make a ton of small.
Whoever
purchases.
Came up with the Yeti concept, that person's a genius, and they're on a yacht somewhere.
I like Yetis, but we got 70 of them.
I just ordered.
I'm not letting her order another one. Sorry.
I just ordered 4 round, like big ball ice cube thingy tray for my drinks.
For your Blantons?
for my
diet.
I'm a Blantons tonight.
All right, we got to get out of here for Cakes, Spish, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.